you feel a connection to country or some sense of affinity with where you grew up? Where do you think those sorts of feelings come from? In his new book on a history of Tasmania, historian Henry Reynolds explores the connection Tasmanians have to their island home and the role the rugged, wooded Tasmanian environment plays in shaping a sense of kinship. Here he is in conversation with Matt Smith.
When you have to write the history of an Australian state or colony or even region, you have to think about when you'll start the story. One possibility is to start indeed with the landscape, you know, the formation of the landscape. The early settlers very quickly came to feel at home in Tasmania. They appreciated the landscape. They came with sensibilities that perfectly suited what they saw in Tasmania, you know, mountains and waterfalls and all of that full panoply of the picturesque movement. And quite early, there's no doubt, the settlers felt that Tasmania was their adopted home, or when the first generation of native-born children grow up, they have no other home. And they feel a very strong commitment to the island. Equally, they don't feel any great love of Britain because, overwhelmingly, they're the children of convicts. But later in the century, when you get this tremendous upsurge of British imperialism, this is persuasive in Tasmania as it is in the rest of Australia. And so many, many people come to identify with the empire, or they identify with the British race, or they identify with the history of British culture. And their identity becomes a joint identity between Australia and empire. But there were people who stood out against this and continued to feel their main commitment was to Tasmania.
You're from Tasmania.
Yeah, I grew up in Tasmania and I left in my mid-20s, and I didn't return to live in Tasmania for 30 years because I was overseas and then I was in Queensland.
Did you feel a connection to the place that led you back there?
Oh, yes. We always intended to go back. That's pretty common amongst Tasmanians. They may be, work and career may have taken them elsewhere, but they want to go back. We spent a lot of time there in summer holidays. We maintained our connection because we had family there. But our intention had always been that we would return, partly because although we were very committed to North Queensland, we never felt at home there in the way we felt at home in Tasmania.
So what is it about Tasmania? What characteristics do you think the island has that give you this sense of place?
One, it's the environment in which you grew up. Your earliest experiences are in that place. Now, the contrast between that place and the tropics is obviously very significant. So when I came back, you felt that the sun was in the right place in the sky, the shadows were the right length, the wind felt right, the smells were right. Your body felt instantly that this was home, because this was where your body had grown up. So it's as much as anything that sense of physically belonging that probably is established in very early years, which continues. Had I moved to Victoria, the contrast wouldn't have been nearly as great, but between Tasmania and tropical Queensland, there is a very great difference. So it was very much that sort of sense, but there's also the scale of the place. The scale is human size. You know, the distances are fairly short. The landscape is dominated by hills. You can't see great distances unless you're on top of a mountain. And in that way, the landscape enfolds you. And that's a very reassuring feeling. I find the vast flat plains of mainland Australia disturbing. I don't feel at home. I feel a visceral dislike of vast, vast open horizons. It doesn't take you long when talking to Tasmanians to realise they have a very, very strong commitment to Tasmania. One, they felt at home in the physical environment in a way that people didn't in other parts of Australia. And two, because there was very little in-migration between 1850 and 1950, broadly speaking, there's an extraordinarily dense network of kinship. Most Tasmanians who have never met can sit down and within half an hour have established all those links. They have mutual friends, they might even be cousins. because it's a very old population. 75% of the Tasmanians go back to before 1850, and therefore you've got convict heritage, but it does mean they feel socially at home. They are surrounded by dense networks of kinship. We know that the educated settlers, those who had been educated in Britain in the 1790s and the first decade of the 19th century, grew up at the very beginning of the Romantic movement, which grows out of the obsession with the picturesque. Now, that was a movement which above all put great emphasis on rugged country, on mountain streams, on waterfalls, of clouds moving across the face of mountains. And the 1790s sees an obsession with tourism, looking for vistas, looking for landscape. There's no doubt that that is the sort of attitude which many educated settlers brought with them. That's quite different to the native-born Tasmanians, many of whom, who at this stage don't have any formal schooling. So they develop that themselves, but there's no doubt that in the background is that sense that people quite quickly appreciated the landscape of Tasmania. This very earnest, middle-aged English bureaucrat, by and large, has a pretty dim view of this rough colonial society, writes this lyrical passage saying, they are such beauties. They are such beauties, and they have such love of their country. They think nothing of England and have no desire to go there. They had become very quickly people of the New World, whose country was Tasmania.
The interaction that the Aboriginal people of Tasmania had with settlers and colonisers was one mainly of conflict from the word go.
Yep.
Is that a connection that's still evident? Is there a lot more acceptance of the past for what it was?
Tasmanian history always recognised that, there was an Aboriginal part there. The Black War of the 1820s was just too large a feature to be ignored. Most people, however, in the late 19th, early 20th century, believed that when Truganini died in 1876, that was the last of the Aborigines, that it was a very sad story, but it wasn't a story which was continuing. So it was perhaps easier for Tasmanians to accept the past because the past seemed to have come to an end.
Mm.
Now, when the people who had lived on the Bass Strait Islands in isolation for 100 years returned and said, "We're Aborigines," many people found this both surprising and distressing.
Truganini, her remains were put on display for quite a long time. The people who were looking on those remains and seeing that as a historical thing probably didn't think that at any time it would come back and be a reality.
No, that's right. I mean, it was so entrenched in thinking that the Aborigines had died out. I mean, after all, there were almost no Aborigines living on mainland Tasmania from 1870 until the middle of the 20th century, because the survival was very, very surprising, because there were only three main women who lived with sealers on the Bass Strait Islands, and that population by the middle of the 19th century had become quite a flourishing community, very much a mixed descent community. But they lived on the Bass Strait Islands, not in complete isolation, but I mean, it's fairly remote areas and you've got to get there by small boat. They lived there for 100 years. So It's a quite distinct story in Australia.
Henry Reynolds, touching on the distinct connection Tasmanians feel towards their island home. That report from Matt Smith.